That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future.
A great example recently is NFTs. That was what we talked about on this podcast, as there's really no utility for it. And everybody was getting in because it was ability to get rich. You know, in undergrad, I wrote a lot about the Dutch tulip mania. And it's interesting. So where this started, this conversation was about, dear AI overlords, don't fuck this up. And they have a picture of the OpenAI people on the cover, which Sam Altman is their CEO. There's really no standards around this. And to have those people that are basically the inside baseball people, really they're dictating, I'd say, a lot of the future of AI. They typically come in, they'll have big dinners for the senators and representatives the night before, the nights before, with their lobbyists. And then they have the ability to influence policy on that. You know, basically the best tech never gets put forward, in my opinion. I mean, you know, a good example is in recent years, on a broader sense, you see like the Gates Foundation role in planning pandemic response, even though they they're not doctors. So like, there's concentration of money, I think, is a big issue, especially in the US. And it's, I think, more of a cultural issue and issues with our politics too, that, you know, politicians spend the majority of their time on their phone calling people to try to get money for a re-election. So I don't really know where this goes. Like, I think AI should be regulated, but it depends how it's regulated. And AI has been the driver of the internet for, I mean, almost 10 years right now. It's just people haven't been outwardly honest about it or transparent. There's been a lot of bots that I've found interacting on either social media or on, you know, websites like YouTube and stuff like that. And it's just really, if you have concentrated power and also the concentrated, essentially, belief that you know something that other people don't, that you're special because you raised all this money, and there's not a balanced advocacy framework there. So like we said earlier, you know, only one person pretty much advocating for non-commercial interests in there. Not only does it skew the policy towards what certain people want, which is a bad thing or a good thing, it depends on the benevolence from them, but you don't really have that collaborative interaction from the citizens in a way that that they themselves, even if it's good policy, that they felt that they had someone there advocating for them. And that makes it naturally distrustful. So the EU recently passed the European Commission I think it was written by this parliamentary member out of Romania, but it was a framework around getting, you know, more everyday Joe and Jill's, you know, involved and giving feedback to the European Commission about where they want to go with such a diverse group of people with nationalistic identities, whether that be Poland or if you're from France or the Netherlands, etc. It's important that people feel that they're heard and seen from a policy level, and there's some sort of coordination through that. We really in the US have basically two options, and both of them are very questionable. So, but yeah, I'm not afraid of AI. I think AI is artificial intelligence has so much promise. It just depends how it's used and who's using it. And it's very, you know, anybody can download packages on their computer, train it themselves to what they want to train it to. And that can either be your hippie free love bot, or it can be a neo-Nazi bot. So there's a tendency for technology to just want to go out and do it. And really the big economic growth going forward for the US economy is our ability to blend traditional technology with the physical world, and how that changes both the cost structure for things, but also changes the dynamics on how the economics work and what can be grown out of it. Up to this point, a lot of the stuff has been more tailored to online stuff. But it's pretty exciting. So, there's the AI regulation, but there's also this whole freedom aspect too. And the only inevitable end for this is for people to give up privacy to have more of a standard acknowledgement that people can say what they want on the internet. So you're free to say, but technology has to be more embedded in that to really make sure that there's a little level of safety to it, that people aren't using it to traffic children, which is, and stuff like that, or people should be allowed to be wrong, but it's the AI that we have now is trained off of data primarily from 2015 to 2021, or I'd say the bulk of it. And that also concurrently went on with China and Russia essentially trying to destabilize the US by unleashing bots for social media and stuff like that. So it's like, if I think people approach this regulatory framework as a everyday citizen, that you have to extract information out to make it more true to what society actually is like, that would be a different thing than what you have is the knee-jerk reaction of you're oppressing my freedom. But, you know, I think a lot of people are feel that they're more independent than they actually are in thoughts when we're all basically conditioned. So any thoughts?
If you would like to learn more about the New Next podcast, find us at thenewnextpodcast.com, where you can suggest a topic you would like for us to cover. If you enjoyed what you heard, share the podcast, tell a friend about it, or rate us with 5 stars.